for game number four. And we're underway. It's a fourth line starting for Pete DeBoer. Might have been their best line, Craig, in
game. Kane had McDavid wide open on the side flank there. Just couldn't control the puck as he came off the bench.
McDavid steals. Time to shot. Bogner is first stop. A rebound in front. Bouncing puck in the... Sent in by Marchman. Skinner stops it up. Holds on to it and plays it past Sagan to the line. But not out. In behind the net, it's in front of off Skinner. A chance here, Bristol, and he fires that wide.
See a misplay there, and then Sagan with a right-handed shot throws it. This shot across, I thought, hit the post, and then off the pad on the other side.
Flipped away at center. Colin Blackwell's got it. Back in for Dallas, bounces that on to Skinner. Gribber got a hit. And here's a lead feed. It's Johnston handing off. Gremlin in flight. Put it right off. Oh, the rebound. Now up ahead it goes to Duchesne. A 2-on-1 with Sagan on his backhand. Back to Duchesne. Now it's drawn off Marchman wide. Close call. Sagan with a chance. And Skinner gets a piece of that. Harley in front now. Duchesne to backhand wide. Marchman to the side of the net. And the Oilers get it out. Back the other way they come. McDavid hits the line. Works it across. Goes it. Hot goes. Set it high. And around it comes for Sagan to Duchesne. Got Markman loose on the right side. Back it goes in front. Off Stetcher. Left out there by Skinner. And a power play goal in each of the three games of the series. They started out with a face-off win. And it is McDavid firing it. That's a good right pad stop by Ottinger to kill a little extra time before peeling back to the Dallas bench. Here comes Leon Draisaitl. Over the line, Nugent-Hopkins drives and scores!
Just his second, and that's the spot that typically he's just so dangerous from. Watch the little give and go, and there was not much room. That's a perfect angle to watch from where we're situated. Good speed on the entry and a little stop up, and he's just ready to shoot. Never even a backswing on that one. A heart wrist shot one-timer. Look at the stick movement. Hardly at all. He beats Ottinger to the post, goes underneath the glove.
In game number three, just the third time this season that had happened. There's Marchman putting it in front. Tipped there by Duchesne. Duchesne recovers. Marchman and Skinner square to the shooter.
And a couple of good sticks, and they're able to alleviate the pressure.
Edmonton still not back as Wallman leads Edmonton in. Flips that towards the Dallas team. On it is McDavid. And knocked away by CeCe. Hints back the other way. CeCe drives the lane. Here's Cody CeCe. Stop. The rebound.
Quite sure where this one is. Squeezed the pads as tight as he could. Looks behind him.
With Merrill Haskin in there looking for a little offense here in the late stages of the first period. McDavid, Bouchard, and a blocker stop by Ottinger.
So all of a sudden now you got to get back defensively. A little area pass. Bouchard makes the shot.
Looked like they were at the end of a shift and couldn't take advantage of that counterattack. Here's McDavid in. Hill gets stopped by Ottinger in tight.
Back though, does a nice job of a little give and go, and then it's Connor McDavid at the end of that shift just trying to get that rebound through. Ottinger with two big saves there. One on
killed 13 to 15 at home. Branson, and that's blown off at the horn by Skinner. Wow, Skinner safe.
There's going to be enough time to get a shot, a bounce, and a quick reaction. That's the size of Skinner. But look at the positioning of him, too. Rantanen waits for it to settle down, gets the shoulder up at the last second. As he did in game three, and Pete DeBoer said as much. But right now, if you're a Dallas star, you got to find a way to be determined enough to try to get one by Stuart Skinner.
Here's Kulak, three shots for Dallas, 0-2 now. Here in game four on the power play. A chance there for Kane. Steele fencing with Kane. And Kane up with that puck to Ben, took it away, and lost it. Henrika shot, the rebound left in front. Robertson looking for Harley. Harley in the slot. Sagan drops it off. Gremlin. Harley fires. Rebound. Sliding in the crease. Still loose. Marchman a whack at it. Taken away by Yadler. McDavid got it. Johnson. Thomas Hurley. Robertson down low. Whipped across the Gremlin. Hurley. Robertson from the slot scores. It's a power play goal for Jason Robertson.
Well, the best looking power play sequence Dallas has had all night. All the chaos in front, a couple of good passes and one big shot through a screen. You could see Stuart Skinner's reaction, didn't pick it up enough. You know, Robertson's been a guy that's been under the gun, scored the only goal in game three, and then maybe the confidence from that just took an extra second and moved 3 feet.
Nice little up with the puck from the corner. Back to Bouchard. Settle holds on. Bouchard, no shot. Across to McDavid. Now to Nugent Hopkins. He'll score!
The thing of beauty, just so difficult when you're attacking lanes with this power play. It started with McDavid driving the lane, trying a nice little around the net, and then Ryan Nugent Hopkins again, showing all kinds of patience, all kinds of confidence. As soon as Cody Ceci lifted the stick, watch the patience here, fakes the shot, pulls it around, stick comes up, and Perry.
Who gets it for Marchment, back to Hurley. And here's Marchment. Down low, Robertson to the net. Skinner comes down. Out comes Edmonton with Dreisaitl. Leon Dreisaitl's in, holds, and a sharp angle shot to Hopkins stop. It'll clear, kicked in by Frederick, and that got through and right on goal. Gene Dallas tilted the ice in the third period of game one. The Oilers did the same 2 days ago in game number three. And we start the third period of game four.
For Leon Dreisaitl.
Here's Nugent Hopkins. Sending that on goal, looking for his own rebound, and that's chopped on by Perry. But Posen with 7 hits in the game, so he's picked up the slack without Zach Hyman. Here's Victor Arvidsson. That's turned aside.
It's under 8 minutes that he's played, and I like this idea. You know, don't
get down 3-1. Look out, here he comes. McDavid speeds in, then turns back. Finds Perry, shooting. Hopkins got a piece of that.
Heads up, right in the slot there. Quick release by Corey Perry.
And they've done a good job of it so far.
Also, Lindell sends it into the corner. He's getting it in deep. Robertson behind the net, looking to center. And a pile up in front. Brandon couldn't get his stick on the puck. Whoops. Well, the Oilers don't get it out until now. And here's 97 to work. McDavid across. Chance of Hopkins. One stop there off Kane.
Defend a one-goal lead. You get your offense going. McDavid to Kane, and a big glove save there.
Watch there by Steele. From the corner, McDavid in behind. Dreisaitl. Hopkins got a stick on that.
Hopkins go through the stick the last time, and then on the back door. I'm not sure if that one.
Off the faceoff in the Oilers' own. Puck cleared, empty net. Kasperi, Kapanen.
Ball faceoff win critical. Good box out on the side and a hang time pass to nowhere. And Kapanen just skates right through it. You know the Stars are trying to attack.
Back down into Dallas territory in the final minutes. Here in game four. That one stopped up for the empty net. Scores! To oust Dallas last year. They've won 3 straight to put the Stars on the brink.